James Holman is the Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and he's on the other end of our line a day early, but we got him anyway. James, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. Did you have an opportunity to read Dr. Gary Wolfram's piece on Will Michigan Repeat GM's Pension Crisis?
No, I didn't, but I've spoken with Gary on this issue before. He's helped me out a couple of times.
Well, we have talked much on this show about the benefits, about the retirement plans, about the money via salaries that state workers, that union workers have lost, and I just wanted to get your take on that from the perspective on how much that is percentage-wise during this time of economic turmoil here in the state of Michigan.
Okay, yeah. So in the state of Michigan, we bet on 8% returns over the past decade. We didn't get it. We got far less than that. And the problem in the pension system is that there are 400,000 people on this system. So if you lose this bet, you lose big. And so we went from being nearly fully funded in the teacher pension or in the school employee pension system to owing $22.4 billion to school employees and retirees. So it's this huge gap. It's this huge burden. It's crippling school districts that have to put in soon to be 30% of an employee's salary into this pension system. And it's completely unsustainable because the private sector is at 5 to 7%.
James, we've talked with many union workers, with many folks who work for the state, with a lot of teachers, and they have a frustration about what's being taken away from those just coming into the system because they say they wouldn't have taken these jobs, they wouldn't have been educated because they were promised that this was going to happen and that they were going to get this, and they're seeing that go away, and they're frustrated.
Look, I'm sympathetic to any of these teachers that do feel like the rules of the game are changing for them a little bit. But still, the bottom line in Michigan is that we compensate our government school teachers far more than just about every other state, especially now that our private sector has taken a hit and teacher compensation has not reflected the trend over the past decade. So, I mean, it's still a job that's out there that I think is attractive to a lot of people, and I'm saying that because any time a teacher position gets open, there are tons of applicants that are interested in filling that position. So, I'm not as worried about our ability to attract qualified teachers to teach school children in the state of Michigan, but I am worried about the ability for taxpayers to burden this $22.4 billion deficit.
Compared to the public sector, how has the private sector fared?
Well, the private sector has largely moved away from these defined benefit plans. They've also, and where they exist, they've kind of switched to these cash balance plans, which kind of are a little bit less generous and a little bit easier to predict. We did a study in 2009 comparing Michigan's two largest government employment pension funds to what's available on 24 major Michigan private sector corporations. And none of the private sector companies offered retirement benefits anywhere close to what people were getting from the government systems.
And as we move into the second budget term for the governor, and he has said he's going to sign this next budget, what's your take on that?
Well, the budget was largely a status quo kind of budget. There's not a whole lot of policy changes that were there. I'm disappointed that the film incentive was put back in, and certainly the lack of prison privatization that was a possibility in this budget got stripped from the bill. But the reforms to the school employee pension system are going to have far more meaningful consequence to budgets over the long term than this one year. And so I've been focusing an awful lot on that, making sure that the state tries to close its pension system where we're not able to rack up these this $22.4 billion of unfunded liabilities.
What about the fact that education still hasn't regained what they lost?
Well, actually, education has, in a lot of ways, regained what we lost. In a decade when every single person was facing double-digit losses, the amount of money going to education in the state of Michigan went up fairly substantially. They've been a fairly protected industry considering the entire the rest of the state. They had a stimulus that most private sector people did not see, and there's a lot of ways that school districts can still save money in the state of Michigan. I'm responsible for surveying all 550 conventional school districts in the state of Michigan to find out whether they contract out for food, custodial, or transportation services. And while we've seen an incredible amount of growth in school support service contracting over the past decade, there's still a lot that needs to be done. There are ways that you can ensure that your school district is making ends meet, that is coming up to standards, without having to spend, have a guaranteed 5% increase each year.
Why are unions kicking and screaming then?
Well, I mean, for union, there are a couple of sacred cows out there, and those sacred cows are kind of being touched right now. One of which is the single salary schedule. Regardless of your merit, every single teacher in the collective bargaining agreement now knows what they're going to make now and what they can do to get their raise. And it doesn't involve becoming a better teacher. It involves sticking there longer and getting a better degree. All of that is automatic. That's being under fire right now. Certainly some of the teachers' unions are being under fire. There's been a couple of bills that strip some of their privileges that have been in state law, and so they're angry about what's going on in the policy world. But also for where a union is concerned, a docile workforce does not enact a lot of policy changes, so they've got kind of an incentive to keep them animated and active and vocal.
All right, final question for you. Should the state of Michigan make more money available for the education budget?
Well, I think there's a lot more money that probably, if you've got a couple of dollars out there, I think you really should devote it to this pension system. Now, whether that's going for education, I think it really is, and it certainly it would lower pension contributions for these school districts so they would have more money in their pocket. But it would also lower this long-term liability that's on you. That it's around $6,000 per family in the state of Michigan, if what the difference is between assets and liabilities for this system. So if they've got that money, it'll lower the burdens on us now and for a long time.
And James Holman is the Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. James, we appreciate your time so much. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on, Tony.